The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Thought with Dirt on 96.4 Radio Southland. I have got my friend Senya, who is the team lead for operations and visitor services. Welcome to the show. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Hi Jack, thank you so much for having me here. As you mentioned, my name is Sylvia and my role is team leader for operations and visitor services at Te Unua, the Museum of Southland. Mm-hmm. So at this stage, this role is, I guess, a little bit weird because the museum is not open yet. So there is no like visitor services per se, but I'm working closely with my colleagues towards bringing the museum back. I'm sure the community is very much looking forward to getting the doors open. It's been way too long without the museum in mm-hmm. Southland. It's just a big privilege to be part of that team.
What will the accessibility look like for people with a wheelchair at the Te Unua Museum when it opens?
Accessibility is like at the heart of our discussions in and mm-hmm. planning.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a number of accessibility features for wheelchair users as well as people with other accessibility needs. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's largely a work in progress right now. So at the moment, at the build stage and the planning stage, we are planning ahead. So mm-hmm. in, say, 18 months' time when we get to open the doors, what are those needs that our community will have? And I'm proud to say that at the start, we can already confirm that there's going to be nice accessibility car parks right outside the southern entrance to the museum. And they're going to be not your regular car parks just marked with accessibility needs. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to be quite wide, and there's going to be a provision for a longer car park. So if it's a van I'm bringing in, it's going to be quite a nice proximity to getting into the museum. And one of the recent kind of things that we have introduced, and largely thanks to discussions with mm-hmm. you and some other community members, is that we will have an easy access. So right as you enter the museum from mm-hmm. the car park,
yes.
you will see the reception desk, and it's the accessibility side of the desk is the first mm-hmm. thing that you see as soon as you enter the museum. And it's right next to elevator. However, elevator isn't really needed for your day-to-day visitors. Mm-hmm. The whole of the exhibition space and galleries is single level. Yep. So if you're in a wheelchair or if you have a baby in a pram, mm-hmm. It's just all single level, one surface, nice and easy and accessible. But that just regarding the wheelchair users. Mm-hmm. We also plan to have some wheelchairs available at front of house.
Oh.
So if, say, somebody comes in and they're like, they want to go around the exhibitions and mm-hmm. have a good look around, but
it's hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just nice to be able to provide a wheelchair so they don't feel like they have to rush through the exhibitions. They can really take their time and get to enjoy everything. What else regarding the accessibility? Of course, we're considering people with sensory needs mm-hmm. and people with low vision and blind. And it's quite exceptional the amount of support we can access. Mm-hmm. I am no expert, but working with people like yourself or Low Vision and Blind Foundation and Arts Access Aotearoa, we're able to access a lot of expertise and best practice and and really learn from the best rather than do things wrong and then stuff it up and then like then to improve. So I'm hoping that by the time that we're ready to welcome the visitors, the accessibility needs will be met for majority of people.
Yeah. When will the Museum of Southland room will it be open?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, we have an idea.
Yeah.
We know that that's going to be likely in second half of 2027.
Yeah.
But we're not at the stage when we can confirm the date. And and we kind of internally came up to this agreement that as we are getting closer to the time and we have a date in mind, this is not something we want to share publicly until we're like 95% sure that we can actually meet that goal. Because we would hate to betray public trust and say, hey, come on, like we plan to be open on this day and then say something doesn't happen, like contractor is not online or something is not ready and then we have to delay it. It's just not going to be a good look. Yeah, when you hear the news about the open day of the museum, that's the indication that we're 95% sure that we can actually make it happen on said date.
Yeah. What is your favorite part about your job?
I feel like it's such a huge privilege for work for this amazing project. And I have previously been on your podcast with my previous hat on in the library, and that's a job I enjoyed greatly. But I remember one time I was driving past the museum and I saw it being built, and I thought, how amazing would that be to work at this cool new facility?
Yeah, that would be awesome. And
then I saw my job being advertised, and I felt like that's just the opportunity of a lifetime. And I feel so honored to be able to contribute at the build stage and be kind of an instrument of bringing the museum back.
Yeah.
And also given the kind of the time frame at which I have joined the team, I actually feel like I'm getting two jobs out of this because at the moment my day to day is very different.
Yeah.
I imagine it would be from when we open. So it's a really cool opportunity for me. Lots of growth, lots of learning. So in a way, I'm sort of humbling experience, but very exciting.
If you were not working at the museum, what would you like to be doing?
Well, if I could work for libraries or other kind of cultural community organizations in the Glim sector, I think that would be very rewarding. And I guess there is always like a lot of need that needs to be met. So, I mean, if museum wasn't available, then I would say other community organizations.
What are your strengths and weaknesses of your job?
Well, for my job, I probably can't talk about the job specifically because it's kind of we're starting from scratch and we don't have anything immediate to rely on. And I guess here we are part of the kind of weaknesses come in, like we don't have reliable visitor data that we can use to forecast attendance because the museum has been closed since 2018. We don't know how many
years.
Exactly. So
too long.
We don't know how many visitors to expect. So kind of trying to prepare for something we don't know is quite tricky.
Yeah.
I, for example, have no idea how many international visitors come to Southland. So, and like thinking, do we need to prepare visiting information in other languages is quite tricky. Like, is it the kind of resource investment that we need if we're not going to get much outcome for that? So I guess there are some weaknesses in that, but the strength, I think the community is so much looking forward to getting the museum that everybody that I have been in touch with or engaged with have been incredibly supportive and ready to come in with advice or expertise and help out. So that has been incredibly, incredibly overwhelming and just super rewarding.
What was it like for you when you got the job that you were dreaming of doing in a time trip?
It's like winning a lotto, I guess. Not that I ever won a lotto, so I don't have anything to compare to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super excited. A little bit daunted because, yeah, I wanted to make sure I do justice and it's a big responsibility. But I'm just super privileged, honored, and very happy to be part of the team.
How many people work where you work at the moment? Does that make sense?
Yeah, so the team at the moment is probably one third of what we expect to be when we kind of at full capacity. So the recruitment is full on as we speak.
Yeah.
We have a couple of new team members signed up and they're joining us in a few weeks' time. Maybe actually by the time this episode airs, they will already be on board.
Mm-hmm.
We're also just about to start recruitment for a couple of other positions.
Awesome.
So yeah, we continuously growing. And of course, there are some positions that will be filled closer to the opening time, such as front of house. And there will also be a lot of volunteering opportunities for people who feel excited about working, kind of helping out in the cultural space, but they're not willing or don't have the time to commit as a full-time or part-time employer.
If someone in a wheelchair or with a disability is listening to this interview and wants to have their say, how do they get in touch with you?
We have got a website, and we also have an email that is receiving all the inquiries at the moment. So on the back end of that email is our admin person who distributes that email to the appropriate person.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions or queries about us, you can reach out at office@teunua.nz. And then we will be able to get hold of you. Or if you're unsure, just call ICC customer service and they will be able to redirect your inquiry towards us.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I just want to make sure that anybody who's listening us right now comes to the museum when we open. I'm sure you will be blown away by what you see, and you will learn something new about our region and our shared culture and heritage. And if something doesn't work out, that you will let us know, because we definitely want to make sure that we are accessible and that we are responding to the community needs, and we also engaging with our visitors, with our people.
There is an exciting event happening in the community on the 4th of July. IHC, ID Services, are organising a midwinter ball on Friday the 4th of July at 7 p.m. And there is $100 and $20 a ticket. This show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the Programs tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us or the Doodle Play or Apple App Store. Then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Since you've seen your foot on and so this afternoon, take up the automatic. You do it the team lead for operations and visitor services and for the test area. Yeah, amazing.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.